time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 87, mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The 2019 Sisney reunion continues today. Activities include a community center breakfast from 7 until 10 this morning. Lineup for the Sisney reunion parade will start at the Sisney High School at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the parade will begin at 2:30 p.m. Larry Obrecht is this year's parade marshal. The theme of this year's Sisney reunion is it happened on Mulberry Street. And the 100th Bone Gap Chowder will be held today at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Activities begin with a tractor show and a garden tractor show at 9 o'clock this morning. There will be a craft fair, a giant inflatable slide, and kids' tractor train rides. Lunch will be served at noon, and the chowder will be served starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. More news after this break.
Would you like to go on vacation to the beach and spend the day eating oysters? Or could it be that a trip to the Rocky Mountains is more your style? You're in luck at the Buckshot Grill in Sisney. You can have the best of both worlds. From the 8th to the 10th of August, they will be serving Rocky Mountain oysters on the menu. Now it's festival time and supplies are limited. When the Buckshot Grill sells out, there are no more. Come get a pair. The Buckshot Grill, located at 405 Park Street in Sisney.
When we think of a real estate agent, we think of somebody simply selling our home or finding us a new one. I mean, they're all the same, right?
Okay, here's the comps. We'll take some pics, we'll post them, and I'll get back to you, okay?
A home is life-changing, and your real estate agent should reflect that. Honesty, integrity, and someone who will go above and beyond to make your dreams come true.
Hometown Realty. We're different because you're different. We want what you want. Experience the difference today. Call us at 842-7510.
The Miss Fairfield competition is calling on all interested FCHS girls, freshmen through senior, to sign up. Homeschool students are also welcome as long as they live within the FCHS district. The event is set for September 12th during the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. Deadline to sign up will be at 6 p.m. on Monday, August 12th. There will be an organizational meeting for the competition at that same time, 6 p.m. on Monday night at the Chop Shop. Applications can also be picked up at the Chop Shop at 400 West Main Street. A weekly practice will be on Monday evenings at 6 p.m. for participants leading up to the Fun Fest, set for this year on September 11th through the 14th. An anonymous donor recently gifted a Flora organization for a good cause with a state-of-the-art fire security system that will automatically notify emergency personnel if smoke is detected in the facility. The system is designed to save animal lives by allowing emergency personnel to take quick action in case of a fire. The system includes smoke detectors with alarms and lights, including flashing exit lights. The Honeywell system immediately calls the Flora Fire Department, as well as FAGP facility managers, if smoke is detected within the shelter. The new Illinois law requires all shelters to have either 24/7 supervision or a fire system that notifies emergency responders if an alarm is triggered. For a Good Pause is a 501c3 nonprofit no-kill animal rescue that has been active in Clay County since 2003. FAGP is supported 100% by donations and operated solely by volunteers. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the ISP will conduct occupant restraint enforcement patrols in Edwards, White, Wabash, and Hamilton counties this month. The patrols will allow the ISP to focus on safety belt and child safety seat laws. Illinois law requires all passengers front and back to be buckled up. The objective of the patrols is to increase occupant restraint compliance through education, child seat inspections, and enforcement. The ISP says safety belts are one of the most effective safety devices in vehicles, estimated to save nearly 14,000 lives each year. Half of vehicle occupants killed in a traffic crash were not properly buckled up. The City of Fairfield is reminding residents they can now get their utility bills emailed instead of through the mail. It allows utility users to get their bills sooner. To take advantage of the service, Fairfield residents need to stop at City Hall and complete a short form available at the collector's window. Ameren is joining other utilities across the country to promote the Julie 811 system this Sunday, 8/11. The day is being recognized as National 811 Day to remind customers and contractors to follow the law and call 811 before starting a digging project. Gina Meehan-Taylor is a public awareness supervisor with Ameren. She says it doesn't matter who you are, you need to call Julie before you dig.
Whether you're a contractor who digs for a living or a homeowner doing a project in the yard, anytime you break the earth, you need to call Julie at 811. It's the law. When you call Julie at 811, a contractor will come out to the dig site, identify what underground utilities are in that area, mark them within 2 business days so you can dig safely.
The Julie service is available free of charge. Requests can also be made online by visiting IllinoisOneCall.com. The Illinois State Fair is officially underway in Springfield. State Fair is about harness racing, corn dogs, horse shows, concerts, carnival rides, and tractor pulls. It's also a celebration of agriculture, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
3/4 of our state is farmland, and the State Fair is an opportunity to recognize and appreciate the 72,000 farm operations that make Illinois one of the nation's most agriculturally productive states.
Tickets are still available for grandstand concerts, and weekday fair admission is just $5. The fair is offering new promotions this year, including a discount at some food vendors from 2 to 5 p.m. each day. The theme of this year's Illinois State Fair is Building Our Future, says fair manager Kevin Gordon.
And that's very evident once you step on our fairgrounds here. Look at all the constructions and the buildings and the refurbishment of a lot of our barns out here. We're very excited about our fair this year. Many new promotions and events, and we're looking forward to having a wonderful fair.
The fair has lowered admission prices to just $5 for adults during the week. It's $10 Fridays and Saturdays. Kids 12 and under are always free. A list of daily events, concerts, and more is available at IllinoisStateFair.info. The State Board of Education says a new law will help get more teachers in the classroom. The law eliminates the need for teachers to take a basic skills test in order to obtain their state license. The board's Emily Fox says there are already several measures in place to make sure someone is well qualified.
For example, all of our teachers complete an intensive student teaching experience, during which time they complete the EdTPA, which is an evidence-based assessment that proves they are a high-quality teacher before they enter the classroom. We were receiving a lot of feedback from stakeholders that the exam really wasn't necessary. It didn't measure basic skills that were not already measured in another way throughout an educator's preparation program.
The test had required teachers to demonstrate complex skills that were often unrelated to their area of expertise. Fox says the test was seen as an unnecessary barrier that prevented many skilled teachers from beginning their careers.
We were receiving a lot of feedback from stakeholders that the exam really wasn't necessary. It didn't measure basic skills that were not already measured in another way throughout an educator's preparation program.
At the start of the last school year, there were more than 1,400 unfilled teaching positions in Illinois. And a benefit is being planned for P.K. Blake Sunday at Albion's First Baptist Church. Blake, who has been fighting cancer, was recently told by his doctor that he's now cancer-free. The dinner will help cover his expenses during the fight. The dinner is set for 11:30 Sunday morning with Bob Murphy Barbecue, pork burgers, hot dogs, chips, slaw, and sheet cake being served. A free will donation will be taken. That's news. Area deaths are next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's two rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
Are you looking for a new home, wanting to build, or thinking about refinancing? Let the friendly team at Trust Bank help you with the process. We will be happy to assist you with the application, discuss our products, and get you one step closer to the home of your dreams. Trust Bank's lending department has many years of experience and is always ready to help. Contact Kelly, Jordan, or Ethan at 618-673-2165 for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old McLeansboro resident Vanita V. Stewart died Tuesday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. Vanita was a farmer, homemaker, and taught several years in various Hamilton County schools, as well as being a member of the Hopewell Baptist Church near McLeansboro. Surviving are two sons, Joseph Stewart of Broughton and James Stewart of McLeansboro, a daughter, Victoria Burris of McLeansboro, six brothers, Harold Smith of Virginia, Buell Smith of Alabama, Adrian Smith of Indiana, Lowell Smith of Illinois, Philip Smith of Texas, and Michael Smith of Illinois. Two sisters, V. Vivian Tucker of North Carolina and Carolyn Strickland of Illinois. Seven grandchildren, seven nephews, and 18 nieces. A private family memorial service for Vanita V. Stewart will be held Sunday. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 44-year-old Sisney resident Carrie Church died at 11:35 Wednesday morning at Clay County Hospital in Flora. He had owned and operated Church Lawn Care for many years. Surviving are sons Jonah and Jacob Church of Sisney, a brother Jamie Church of Centralia, and a sister Melissa Gibson of Sisney. Carrie Church's body will be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, August 15th, at the Wayne City Church of God. Memorials in his honor may be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the church and the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old Odin resident, formerly of McLeansboro, Sharon K. Mueliker died Wednesday at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Centralia. A graveside funeral service for Sharon K. Mueliker will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Ashley City Cemetery. Visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 81-year-old McLeansboro resident Donald L. Donaldson died at 10:20 Wednesday morning at his home. Funeral services for Donald L. Donaldson will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial in the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Visitation from 11 a.m. today until the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to Hamilton Memorial Hospital Foundation and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 65-year-old Zephyrhills, Florida resident Dan Hallam, formerly of Fairfield, died Saturday, August 3rd at his home. Per his request, Dan Hallam will be cremated and a private family burial will be held at a later date. Memorial contributions can be sent to the Wayne County Humane Society or Animals Requesting Friends. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website located at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours, and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Personal service. It's something everyone wants, and it's something Wabash Communications is pleased to deliver to our customers. Wabash offers great affordable services with internet speeds up to 1 gig. We take pride in delivering 21st century technology into your home for the information and a little fun you expect from an amazing staff that is warm, welcoming, and helpful. For more information, visit us online at wabash.net. Wabash, local, familiar faces delivering the service you expect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here is a look at the classic hits. Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies with a high of about 87. Tonight, fair skies with a low of 65. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Monday, a slight chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny, high of 92. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and storms. Mostly sunny, high of 90. Then for Wednesday, sunny, but it will be a cooler with a high of 85, then Thursday sunny, high of 86. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 88, our low this morning was 61. Currently in Fairfield underneath sunny skies, it is 63 here at the radio station.